The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, January the 6th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled How Electric Vehicle Battery Efficiency Plummets When the Temperature Plummets. And that is the only scripted part of this show. Originally, the title was just going to be the date, Monday, January the 6th, 2025, as when I can't find an interesting historical event or anniversary, such as a birthday, for the day the show's going out, I don't want to spend too much time on that when I could be finding other things for you. So what I do is I go to Wikipedia. So, for example, tomorrow's show is going to be on January the 7th. So I just type in January 7 Wiki into Google, and that brings up a Wikipedia page of all the interesting things that have happened historically, including births, deaths on January the 7th. And if I find something interesting in there, then that becomes a show title. I didn't for today's date. You might want to look it up yourself and see if there would have been anything in amongst that that you would have picked. But when I found a couple of articles for you yesterday on the Daily Mail, one of them, or you know, potentially both of them, if I wanted to cheat you, which I don't, but we'll get into that later, one of them certainly I think is a very interesting article. And the other thing that I'd like to say here as well is that since I stopped doing the Limeys show, what I used to do for the Limeys show is every day I would go through the Daily Mail top to bottom, the BBC as well, and I still do that. So even though I don't need it for that show, what I tend to do with my shows is I only broadcast information that interests me in the hope that it also interests you. So if you are interested in the bulk of the material I bring up, then we've probably got quite a lot in common. But it's sometimes dangerous to presume that other people may be interested in the same things that you're interested in. But then how else do you do a show? Do you deliberately seek out news that doesn't interest you and broadcast that? Of course, that wouldn't work. So what I'm trying to say in my usual long-winded manner is that I only present to you things that I would be looking up anyway, because I think that they're interesting. And I just thought to myself, why not still include articles from the previous day that you've actually looked into, you've read? Because if I suddenly, you know, scroll down, and I wouldn't have found either of these articles anyway, because they were very far down the page. You really need to study Daily Mail top to bottom to really get the any interesting articles out of it. You can't just have a cursory look live on air and expect to pull something out. So essentially, I'm going to have this little feature in the show. Any articles I've looked, I don't like the term deep dive. I hate any of these new terms. Why can't we? Let's go back to old terminology. Let's abandon all the bad language as well. Let's go back to, you know, flabbergasted and drat and Gordon Bennett and all these different terms like that that had no profanity in them but still indicated what one was expressing. Excuse me. So essentially what I will be doing is reading the article and then recounting it without scripting it. And anyway, that being said, the time is 10:20 a.m. here in the UK, in London, in fact, this Monday, January the 6th, 2025, making it 5:20 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 3:20 a.m. on the West Coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so now let's move on to what I've downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. Just a couple, really. I've got Dustin Nemos has just launched or released rather another episode of his Silent War series, which all I really listen to from Dustin. He does put other shows he does up there, like debate shows and stuff, but you generally, if they're debate shows, then you're going to have to listen to a contrary opinion. That why waste your time with that if you're happy with the information that you've been given, you've done your own research, stuff like that. And I'll give you the show title: Chem Fog Flu, H-1B Visa Descent, Homegrown Terrorism, Antarctic Trip. So, a bit like the Jim, and I'll just let you know, you can get that from the Dustin Nemos Brighteon channel. That's on brighteon.com. Another show that I like this, which is a, well, not like this, but it's a similar sort of length, but it's on a daily basis, and that's the Jim and Diane's Walk and Talk, which you can get from the Jim with Only BitChute channel. Now, each day he puts up a lot of other videos as well, but I only ever listen to the Walk and Talk, and let me tell you why. A lot of the other videos he puts up he might be involved with as well. One that comes to mind is the show he recently did, or the two of them did, Jim Diane, along with Gemma O'Doherty, who I believe was hosting it, and Monica Schaefer. Okay, so they, I think it was, went for over an hour, what have you. Now, if anything really groundbreaking or anything really new and that we had to know had been said in that show, then Jim would have either played a clip of it on the show, or he would have recounted it to you on the show. So I'm not saying don't go and listen to it. If you want to listen to it, I've never met Gemma, but I obviously know Jim and Diane, and also know Monica Schaefer very well, and they've all been very good guests when I've had them on my show. Indeed, Monica also has her own show now called The Flip Side on Republic Broadcasting Network, which I believe was on Saturdays. So that's every Saturday. You can go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org, click the show host tab on the right hand side, scroll down to her name, and you can get the archives for that for free. And I've listened to some of them. So I'm just trying to give you a heads up. If you're a little bit like me and you want to listen to less rather than more, then there's a few little ways that you can do that. And that's what I adopt. Another show that I downloaded earlier was the Robert Revolt show, Incendiary Radio, again from republicbroadcastingarchives.org. And that's always an interesting roundup of the week's news that I never fail to listen to an episode of. And I'll just tag on the end there the Eyes is Watching show, the most recent one, which I get from the Odyssey channel, Steve Eyes, another excellent weekly news roundup show that comes in at just over an hour. The Robert Revolt one comes in at on the 2 hours. So yeah, there you go. But anyway, that being said, let's move on to these two articles that I found yesterday that I thought you would find of interest. And as I said earlier, if I'd have found these, if I was still doing the Limey show, I wouldn't be able to broadcast these until next Sunday, because that was every time I did the Limey show and I covered these, that's what I got the news for. So it's good to be able to do shorter shows on a more regular basis to kind of get the news to you quicker, and also get something small and often rather than some bigger show that you have to wait for once a week. So what I've got here first up, which influenced today's show title: electric car range can plummet by up to 40% in winter, test reveals. Now, this is a Daily Mail article, so if you want to look at it for yourself, just type in Daily Mail, go to Google, Daily Mail, electric car range can plummet by up to 40% in winter, test reveals. Now, from my reading of the article, I'm not going to go through reading every line, there's a little table that covers five different vehicles, one that's got a 30% shortfall in the winter is an MG4 EV, but that's apparently one of the better ones, because the one with the worst is a Fiat 500. Do you remember those little Fiat 500s? 40.4% less mileage you get out of it in the cold weather than in normal weather. I don't know how cold they mean, but the table is there. And to give you an idea in miles, it says on a full charge in normal circumstances, you're supposed to get 198 miles on that. But in the colder weather, however cold that has to be to mean, it goes down to 118 miles. And the way I read this is that you'd still be paying the same to charge it up, wouldn't you? It's not like it's only going to accept a lower charge. You'll still be charging it up as much. So you'll be paying that, but getting, you know, 60% worth rather than the full 100%. And I find it fascinating that we get all these diktats from governments about getting, in the UK, you have to get it's some sort of efficiency rating for your home before you sell it and stuff like that. And it's all about, oh, because we want everyone using less energy and all that. Well, so how do they justify these electric vehicles then? We've already heard that they can have a tendency to blow up. And when they do, they're very difficult. Well, while they catch fire, when they do, they're very difficult to put out. We know that they're a lot heavier. Covered stories about car parks having to look at all their flooring again since these vehicles have come out because, you know, they weren't made to withstand these sort of weights. There's so many negatives to it. So what really are the positives? And again, be consistent in pointing out their inconsistencies. They're always going on about green this and green that. But when it comes to these electric vehicles, it doesn't matter what they might do. We've got to all go to green vehicle or electric vehicles. For me, it's because they can control when they turn them on, turn them off, all this sort of stuff. Like anything with smart in front of it means that they can get their grubby little mitts into it and control it. That's my opinion. Okay, I was thinking this the other day, it will probably make for a good show title, but I'm going to throw it out now anyway, because knowing me, I'll forget about it. Can you just think of one good thing your government has ever done for you, or your World Economic Forum has ever done for you? Two separate questions, but have a think about what they push and how that benefits you, or does it always make things worse? Because I can't even buy a McDonald's milkshake anymore unless I bring my own straw with me, because I found these old plastic straws in my mum's drawer as I'm cleaning out her house. And you get these card ones now and they just go all soggy before you're even halfway down because they're not made for that sort of thing. But we have to put up with them because, well, we don't want you to have plastic straws. I mean, the world, there's so much. You've got a world in which people are printing money out of nothing and charging you interest on it, yet your governments are worried about plastic bloody straws. I mean, it's a joke. So, anyway, let's end that one there before I blow a gasket. And the other article that I found for you is, again, Daily Mail, headline, New Generation of Labour MPs Seeking to Abolish Centuries-Old Parliamentary Tradition of Beginning Each Day with Private Prayers. Now, this would have been a better show title if I wanted to deceive you. I could have taken that and said, oh, they're kicking prayer out of the British Parliament, which people read into and say, well, I can see where he got that from the headline, but that's actually not the case. And neither is what they're saying, that they're going to abolish the tradition of beginning each day with private prayers. Because when you read the article, there's a few new Labour MPs that have proposed this, but there's too many people that would oppose it for it to go through. Now, that doesn't mean it won't in the future, but for me, it's irrelevant because my biggest shock when I saw this headline was the fact that they still have prayers in the Houses of Parliament, because I can't think of the last time anyone godly sat as an MP in there at all. And it's interesting at the moment, we've got this little spat going on that they've served up in the mainstream media about Elon Musk having a go at Nigel Farage and he should step down and he should team up with Tommy Robinson. Well, you know, Nigel Farage and Tommy Robinson have both got a couple of things in common. Tommy Robinson will talk, they both talk about immigration, but they don't talk about Barbara Lerner Spector, who talked about what the architecture of the immigration policy into Europe was. It's supposed to be against immigration. And the other thing that I've never heard Nigel Farage talk about is the usury system, people printing money out of nothing and charging interest on it. Now, I'm aware that the British National Party were approached and told that if they don't stop talking about usury, then they will be destroyed. Where are they today? And who got in their place when they did so well that they had a couple of members of the European Parliament? And that was Nick Griffin and another guy's name I can't remember now. And then after their stint in Parliament up, it seemed like the party were up, because I've not heard of them since. Yeah, I did hear of all those different iterations of Nigel Farage's party. You know, when it started off, all this leaving Europe, and then the Brexit party, and now it's the Reform party and stuff like that. Well, all iterations of Nigel Farage's political party have got the same flavour, that it's supposed to be for the people, but it never talks about the big elephant in the room, which is, why are some people allowed to print money out of nothing and charge the rest of us interest on it? That's a pretty big thing for them to ignore, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to... and what essentially I was also going to say about this headline is, again, the reason I say other people may take this and use it to deceive you. I get really annoyed if I see a show and they talk, have a headline that I'm quite interested in. They barely touch on it or don't cover it at all. Now, that's a bit of pot calling the kettle black, because on this show, when I do find an interesting historical event, it's just in the title. I don't talk about it. It's a current affairs show, but that's kind of a tradition of the show. That's different to someone putting something in and saying, oh, we haven't got round to that today, and then not changing the title to reflect that, or literally doing a clickbait title to get you to listen to something. How many times have I seen comments on Before It's News where someone said, look, this title is just clickbait. There's nothing about it in the article or the audio. Or they serve up an old audio as something new just to try and get clickbait. It's really quite disgusting to me, the lengths that people will go to get people to click onto, you know, their material. So anyway, I'm getting quite feisty today, aren't I? I wasn't planning to. I was hoping to get a shorter show. Well, let's try and keep it under the half hour. Got 12 minutes. Okay, so let's have a quick look at mainstream media websites. Now, this is a part of the new show where I think that I've been lacking, because I don't look at anything beforehand. And apart from getting the first few headlines out, that's all I'm really doing. I'm kind of more used to looking at the independent news websites, probably because that's what I was doing on the Saturday I'm Talking to You show for so long. But start off with AP again. Congress is ready to certify Trump's election win, but his January 6th legacy hangs over the day. So that is the top headline at the moment on Associated Press. I'm not going to touch on Daily Mail anymore, because, as I say, I look at that each day, and anything interesting I'll report back tomorrow, okay? But I will look at the BBC, because this is quite easy to navigate live on the air, because what I do is I just scroll right down to the most read, and there's 10 articles on the most read. And the first one is Demi Moore leads Oscar race after Golden Globes win. So it looks like she won a Golden Globes award. See if there's any winners and nominees in full. Adrian Brody won the award for Best Actor in a Drama for The Brutalist. He was in a Predator film, I think. Was it the last Predator film? Certainly the last one I saw. But he won an Oscar years ago for this, I think it was a Polanski film called The Pianist, which had absolutely no interest for me. But best film was The Brutalist. The best film, musical or comedy, was Emilia Perez. I'm delighted that I haven't heard of any of these things. The best I wouldn't know the best animated film at all anyway. Best Actress Drama, Fernanda Torres, I'm Still Here. And Best Actor in Musical or Comedy, Sebastian Stan, A Different Man. Best Supporting Actress, Zoe Saldana. Amelia Perez. That's the film. And Best Supporting Actor, Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain. Well, he I have heard of, who is the brother of Macaulay Culkin from those Home Alone films. I imagine that many of you would have checked out again over the recent Christmas period. Best Director, Brady Corbett for The Brutalist. Never heard of him. And there's another five directors nominated who I haven't heard of either. Okay, so let's go back to the BBC most viewed articles at the moment. That is in number one. See if there's any others worth talking about. The second most read is RuPaul's Drag Race UK star, the Vivienne, dies aged 32. So I'm sure that will come as a major shock to many people. You've got more on the Golden Globes, the red carpet in pictures, if that sort of stuff interests you. I was interested when Ricky Gervais did it, and that was could be quite amusing, although some of his jokes on there are just... He did one about Judi Dench being a cat and licking her backside, which I thought was not just... It wasn't funny, and it was just a bit sick, but it just... It was almost... If I had to read that out, I would be embarrassed. You know, but there were other jokes that he did about, you know, them all being mates with Epstein and Epstein didn't kill himself and all that, which was funny. So there you go. Mixed bag, really. Looks like this is a What the Papers Say. Musk turns on Farage and big freeze hits Britain. You know what I feel about all these. Anyone in the public eye and what have you, I think that they're all running off a script that's given to them. But then I may well be wrong. And let's move on to, is there anything else in the mainstream media? Well, the only other thing I think I'm going to touch on each day is let's have a little bit of fun with, I don't know what happened there, there it is, with Oddity Central and see if there's anything interesting going on there. So, homeowner removes doors and windows after tenants stop paying rent. Some... landlord in northern France has done that. Apparently in France, it's illegal to evict tenants in winter time, even if they are behind on rent. I look at a lot of these sort of things. A lot of this happened in COVID, didn't it? That, oh, well, we're in lockdown. If they can't pay their rent, you know, you just have to let them stay there and stuff like that. And we know, don't we, that you've got these huge conglomerates, the BlackRocks and stuff like that, that want to basically own everything. So if they can lower the price by essentially bankrupting a few little landlords, and I'm not necessarily a fan of landlords. I've rented property over time. Some are better than others, but they just want to get as much money in as possible. And, you know, you've got a problem with your washing machine or something like that. I remember when I was at university, there were a couple of friends of mine, and this was up in Sunderland, which is a very cold part of... it's the second most northern town in England before you get to, well, what's it, Big Town. Then you've got Newcastle, Carlisle, I suppose, as well. But then you're in Scotland. And I remember someone telling me that a lot of Geordies, which are people from Newcastle, I don't believe that that's any sort of... epithet there. I think that they like to be called Geordies and call themselves Geordies, but anyway, some of them regard themselves as more Scottish than English. But in Sunderland, when I was a student, there were these couple of friends of mine, they were in a shared house and the heating wasn't working, and one of them woke, and it was so bad, one of them woke up one day and there was ice on his duvet cover. It was that cold. And the landlord then turns up. He says, "Hey, lads, look, I've got your telly," like this. Like, he's obviously got some mate who'd had some knockoff television or something like that, and he thought he could appease them with the television when they just wanted to get the heating to work. But at the same time, you know, it's always protection for... You know, they don't really care about the little people. So when they're protecting these, like, tenants from being evicted in wintertime or during COVID, as far as I'm concerned, it's more of an attack on the landlord. It's like all the red tape that they put, all the bureaucratic, you know, you've got to get this, that and the other done if you're an employer, and you could get sued by an employee if any sort of discrimination, and it always seems to side with the employee and stuff like that. Well, I think that you're going to start to see a marked shift As soon as these people that want to own everything start getting there, all these different employee protections are going to just fizzle out, because they were just there in order to bankrupt the small and middle size business so that the major conglomerates could just buy everything up. That is my opinion. Okay, so let's go over to independent news now. Let's have a quick... No, let's skip that. I'm not going to go to Zero Hedge today. I'm not sure if I want to keep that show on the keep that site on this show or not after having a look at it. Top headline on RT.com. Russia liberates largest settlement in southwest Donbass. Zelensky laments not having nukes. Yeah, imagine what he would do with nukes. But then there are some people, including my friend, the late, great Dr. Lorraine Day, that disputes the existence of nukes whatsoever. Let's move over to rents.com, see what Jeff has got up there. Top video, We Will Not Survive AI. I've been meaning to look at that. That's from a guy called Jerry Day, I haven't heard of, but that is at the top when you open the website. Let's scroll down to the headline news section. I have gone too far. Up I go again. Bourbon Street's terrorist bombs made with extremely rare explosive, officials say. Wars will expand exponentially under Trump. And then we've got the Candace Owens on the Schofield Bible. Different bits and pieces there. So that's still... Jeff still updates his news every day, from what I can gather, because I check it every day. So even when he's not doing shows Monday to Friday, it's still worth checking his news out, because that gets updated. Okay, HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Polar vortex plunged into USA overnight. Temperatures plummet to below zero. So I hope that all of you over there, there's a linked article, panic buying over winter storm causing empty store shelves. So I hope you're staying safe in those areas. And every day I pray for the protection of all fellow honest truth seekers throughout the world. And I imagine you are one of them, so you stay in my prayers. And I hope that you, if you have faith, pray something similar for others as well. This is not a very nice time in history that we're all going through, and I believe that prayer helps us all. Okay, let's move on to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Elsis website, see what's going on there. He has the Earth Newspaper newsletter that you can subscribe to, and that's at earthnewspaper.substack.com. And there is a video, The Cathars, The Untold Story. That's 41 minutes. I have no idea who the Cathars are, but if you want to find out, there's a Rumble link there that you can look at. And let's move on to censored.news. I think we might keep it under the half hour if we're lucky. Mike Adams News Aggregate website. GOP congressman says US trails China, other adversaries on developing drone technologies. Well, yes, it's all the CHICOMs, isn't it? Okay. And, that's just jumped and changed. So the deep state's triumph, 2024 and the erosion of liberty. That's the second headline down. And let's close it out with the Before It's News top 10. So we'll timestamp it. It is 10:44 a.m. this Monday, January the 6th, 2025 UK time. And here is the Before It's News top 10 as of that time. Number 10, Dr. Jack Kruse tells all about everything. Video. That went up a month ago, and it's still in the top 10. So he's pulling a bit of a Brian Adams there, and 114 people viewing. Number 9, also 114 people viewing, went up a day ago. Kim Gogwon, full situation update, power structure, WF, WHO, CIA. Number 8, went up 9 hours ago, 122 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford, urgent emergency. Whenever wasn't it an urgent emergency? Trump inauguration, January the 20th, 2025. Number 7, went up a day ago, 131 people viewing. Wano Savin, 1-4-2025. Inauguration, impeachment, they were all executed at Gitmo. Is that an old story? It certainly sounds like one. Number 6, went up 12 hours ago, 167 people viewing. Kerry Cassidy update, 1-5-2025. What is about to happen is going to destroy us. Number 5, went up a day ago, 175 people viewing. Cliff High, President Trump intel, the truth may shock you. Yes, number 4, and there it is, the Before It's News subscribe pop-up that we close. Number 4, went up 4 hours ago, 205 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, Washington DC on lockdown with fences, 11-800 National Guard, Jen, and then the headline runs out and I have no interest in clicking on it to find out what it says further. So instead we'll move on to number 3, went up 9 hours ago, 242 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 5th. Trump sends message, we have it all. We caught them all. 2025, indeed. Yes. I think some people are going to have a very rude awakening in 2025, but I may well be wrong. Certainly seem to be in the minority amongst this group, don't I? Number 2, went up 8 hours ago, 310 people viewing. Derek Johnson, January the 6th, important day. They were all executed at Gitmo. Another one who says they're all executed at Gitmo. 2025. And number 1, went up 14 hours ago, 342 people viewing. Live Michael Jaco. 10 US cities to be attacked with 100 terrorists each. Fertilizer bombs, explosive vests, weapons. And on that cheery note, we will play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me on today's I'm Talking To You show, How electric vehicle battery efficiency plummets when the temperature plummets. I'll get it right in the end. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.